News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Returning to the issue of the appointment of the Supreme Leader of the new Supreme Leader of Iran, it comes as the Qatari Prime Minister has described Iran's action in response to the US attacks as a miscalculation that has destroyed everything. Borzu Daragahi is with us. He's an Iranian-American journalist and analyst. Borzu, the appointment of Mojtaba Khamenei, he is not a particularly well-known figure publicly. What do we know of him?
Well, actually, he is pretty well-known. People know him, and they broadly, they despise him and fear him. We just don't know a lot about him. He's not a public speaker. He hasn't had a lot of writings. He's not a particularly talented or well-known theologian. He supposedly has been elevated to the rank of Ayatollah, which is the highest rank in the Islamic clergy, yet he does not meet those qualifications, even to a minimum standard. What he is, though, is someone who has very good relations with the Revolutionary Guard, who has their respect, and was seen as someone who was responsible for some of the crackdowns on protesters in recent years.
Now, Donald Trump has said that he is unacceptable to the Americans. Does that mean anything?
Yeah, it means that that's exactly what the Iranians are going to do. I mean, to say something like that to an intensely nationalistic people who've had their kind of history changed so many times by foreign powers is like a really dumb thing to say. It basically makes them dig their heels in even harder in support of this guy. Trump's statement was arrogant and somewhat belligerent, and also it just doesn't play into U.S. interests at all.
Now, the Qatari Prime Minister has described the response from Iran to the U.S. attacks, this being the attacks on neighboring states, as a miscalculation that has destroyed everything, and says Qatar is continuing to seek de-escalation. Is he right to a degree in that the Iranian response has lost what otherwise might be possibly allies, otherwise possibly passive spectators, and turned them into opponents?
I could see how that is the view from the Qatari point of view. And in fact, you know, I understand that how some of the Gulf states must be miffed by what Iran has done, especially after the rapprochement of recent years. Iran has its perspective. Qatar, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, they host considerable U.S. military infrastructure. Qatar is the command center for CENTCOM, U.S. Central Command, where much of the U.S. military in the region is operated out of. And so I think that from the Iranian point of view, that is understandable, too, is you host the belligerent nation that is attacking us and raining bombs down on us. So we're going to consider you part of the problem.
So what do we now expect now that the Supreme Leader has been appointed? What is likely to happen and what is he likely to do now that he's in role?
I don't know if there's going to be any difference. One thing you got to consider is that Mojtaba Khamenei's father, mother, wife, and son were killed like just a little bit more than a week ago in a U.S. and Israeli airstrike on Tehran. So I think I think any person can imagine the emotional state that this guy must be in. And I think that probably should have made him rather inappropriate for this role at this particularly sensitive time. But I have a feeling that, you know, just based on human nature, one thing he will be seeking is revenge.
And he's a former member of the Republican Guard himself, isn't he?
Yeah, he fought in the Iran-Iraq War, but like during the last couple of years of it, his dad also was a commander in the Revolutionary Guard during the Iran-Iraq War. So he has some, like I said, he has the respect of the Revolutionary Guard. I imagine that what is going to happen is you're going to see what we've been seeing. Now, the Iranians claim that the missiles that they've launched so far at Israel and the United States forces in the region have been from their older parts of their stockpile, built mostly between 2010 and 2014. They say that their most modern and most sophisticated weapons have yet to be used. They're bringing them out of storage now that they say they have depleted the U.S. and Israeli interceptor and anti-missile batteries. Now that has happened, they're going to start using their heavy hardware. Let's see if that happens.
Borzu, thank you very much. That is Borzu Dereghahi, Iranian-American journalist and analyst. And should add that the seventh U.S. service person has been killed in the conflict thus far.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.